God of all eternity, I can't keep from singing your name and praising all the things you do for us and creation. This morning we want to pray for all the children who passed away because of the oppression of the residential schools in Canada. I know and you know, dear God, that if we had known that, we would not have approved of this. Nobody, be it now, in the last century or ever, would approve of the abuse of any and all children. Today we commemorate the passing of many children who were abused and murdered because of one race thought it was superior to another. This is theocide. It is telling you, God, that what you created is not good or not good enough. And then we come to you crying for mercy. And you are merciful. Yet this example of your love is not enough for some of us. Eternal God, loving parent and forgiving God, in any country of the world, at any time of humankind history, how can you forgive the sin of those who believe they are superior to others? If I ever did this, if I ever thought like this, I pray that you forgive me personally. If anyone in this church ever believed that Indigenous people are nothing but drunkards and social welfare benefactors, may your wrath be upon them until they change their minds and come to realize that they are an oppressed people because of us. May we feel the shame of the past generations and then proclaim high and loud that this is not our doing. And this is not what we wanted for all our children. May we say out loud that this was unfair and that never again do we want to see this genocide. We're not genocidal people. We are your children. We want to help. We want to heal and cure and care and promote. From where we are now, help us walk forward and become agents of change in this community, in this city, and in this world. We dearly pray, Heavenly God, for those we love and those we cannot come to love. We pray for those who are ill. We pray for Kelsey, for Debbie and Richard, for Susan and Paul and Arthur and Mary, and also Philippe and Eugenie, for Brian and Deg and John, for Ian and Christina, for Anna and Richard, for John, for David, for our children, our grandchildren, for Emma, for Arthur, for Carl and Grace, for our Afghan refugees and our Ukrainian refugees and people, for all those countries where there is war, and all individuals where there is war within. God, you must, you can, you will come to us now. Praise be to you, to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. And be with us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Do not let us fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I don't want to leave you on the downside. I want to leave you with hope. Just because our children spoke the truth to us this morning, there is hope, there is love, there is care. As we're all here this morning, we are a living proof that God cares. Let us sing, "Be Thou My Vision."